From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
You're in Los Angeles today.
That's right, doing a little pre-publicity for Wordplay, you know, the new movie about me and crossword puzzles.
Oh, gee, I know nothing about that movie at all.
Well, you and I are going to see it pretty soon together.
I hope so. Yeah, I know. We've been talking about it for quite a while. We have a very interesting player this week, so I want to first start with the challenge that you left everyone to solve. Would you repeat it, please?
Yes, I said, name a people of Europe. Remove the second and third letters of this word. The remaining letters in order will spell an area of Europe that's unrelated to the people. What is it?
And the answer.
The people are Finlanders. Remove the I-N-N and you get Flanders.
This was a tough one because we had only over 200 entries from people who tried to solve the puzzle. And our winner, randomly selected as always from the correct answers, is Max White from Albany, Oregon. Hi, Max.
Good morning, Leanne.
Now, tell us what you do there.
I'm a mathematics teacher at West Albany High School.
Was not one of your students a guest on Puzzle once before?
That's right, Leanne. About 3 months ago, one of my students, Dakota Snow, played on the air.
And he is into robotics, if I remember correctly.
Yes, he was at a robotics competition at the time.
Wow. How long have you been playing the puzzle?
I've been playing, quite honestly, about 11 years. I send in a lot of correct entries, but this was the first time that I was selected.
Yeah, I also heard you post the puzzle in your classrooms.
I do. Every week I post the puzzle on my whiteboard in my classroom, and my students get a big kick out of trying to solve the puzzles as well.
And you always tell them that I didn't get selected this week. I guess you can't do that anymore, right?
No, I have to put on my board, woohoo, I was selected.
Well, now, are you ready to play?
I hope so.
Okay, I know you are. We'll meet Max. Let's play.
All right, Max, every answer today is a familiar two-word phrase that's an anagram of the made-up name I give you. For example, if I said Leo Sims, L-E-O-S-I-M-S, you'd say Ole Miss. All right, number one is Mary Bart, M-A-R-Y-B-A-R-T. Rearrange the letters in each of those words.
Hint?
Name a military group that's an anagram of Mary.
Army brat.
Army brat is right. Number two is Greta Dean, G-R-E-T-A, D-E-A-N.
Great Dane.
Great Dane, that's fast. Pat Carden, P-A-T, and the last name is C-A-R-D-E-N.
Oh, yes, I've got that one. Tap dancer.
Tap dancer, good job. Noel Garner, N-O-E-L. G-A-R-N-E-R.
Lone Ranger.
Lone Ranger, that's fast. Edgar Pinto, E-D-G-A-R, P-I-N-T-O.
This is good for a teacher.
Uh-huh.
It's a grade point.
Grade point, good. I was just about to give you a hint, and you didn't need it. Your next one is Kathy Sabin, C-A-T-H-Y, S-A-B-I-N.
I see basin in the second.
Basin is right, yes. What kind of basin?
Yacht basin.
Yacht basin, that's exactly it. Lois Maples, L-O-I-S, M-A-P-L-E-S.
Soil sample.
Soil sample, good job. Gail Morstan, G-A-I-L, M-O-R-S-T-E-N. The answer is,
I got it. Uh-huh. I have it. Pronounced Gila Monster.
Gila Monster. Good. How about Norma Ruhlman? That's N-O-R-M-A, R-U-L-E-M-A-N.
Let's see. Roman.
Yes. Roman what?
Not Roman candle, that's for sure.
Roman numeral.
Roman numeral.
Good job. Teacher. That's, yeah. Of course, Roman numeral.
Try this one, Cameron Levon, C-A-M-E-R-O-N, and the last name is L-E-V-O-N.
Is the second word novel?
Yes, it is. What kind of novel?
Romance novel.
Romance novel, good.
And thanks, here's your
anytime, Max.
And here's your last one, Martina Caslin, M-A-R-T-I-N-A, and the last name is C-A-S-L-A-N. And the first word anagrams into an astronomical term related to one of the planets.
Martian.
Yes. Martian what? People thought there were these things on Mars, but there really aren't.
Canals.
Canals, that's it. Martian canals.
Martian canals.
Thanks, Leanne.
Hey, Max, we make a great team. You're wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
Nice work.
It was fun.
It's wonderful to see a math teacher who's so good with letters. You were great. And anagrams are not my strong suit, so I do appreciate your help. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, a set of Sudoku puzzle books presented by Will Shorts from St. Martin's Press, and one of Will Shorts' Puzzle Master decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books. And you'll also be getting the profound respect of all of your math students in high school now. Tell us your public radio station, Max.
It is KOAC in Corvallis, Oregon.
Max White from Albany, Oregon. Wow, thanks a lot for being our puzzle guest today.
Thank you, Leanne. Thank you, Will.
Okay.
Thanks, Max.
Now, Will, what's the challenge for next week?
Yes, it comes from listener Al Gorey of Cozy Lake, New Jersey. Think of a phrase of the form blank and blank. The initials of the two words in the blanks are R and F, F as in Frank. Change the first letter of the second word from an F to a V, as in Victor, and the two words will be synonyms. What are they? So again, a familiar phrase in the form blank and blank. The initials of the two words in the blanks are R and F. Change the first letter of the second word from an F to a V, and the two words will be synonyms. What are they?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org, and click on the Submit Your Answer link on the Sunday Puzzle page. Only one entry per person, please, and our deadline this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. Hey, Will, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leanne.